Welcome to the Let's Kill It podcast. I'm Janice T, former corporate dropout turned full-time entrepreneur, creator, and lifelong learner. Every single week, I bring you mindset hacks and personal growth tips inspired by real stories and experiences. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, online content creator, or someone who is really looking to grow your business or career and level up your life, well, you're in the right place. Thanks for spending some time with me today, and let the good stuff begin. Today is another amazing episode on the Let's Kill It podcast, and specifically, this is going to be a short and punchy episode, and I just want to talk about today's topic, which is why 99% of the people out there won't work with me, and why I absolutely love it. And I know what you're thinking. First thought, is she crazy? This might, on first sight, or rather first hearing, make absolutely no sense to you, like absolutely zero sense, but I want to ask you to hear me out. This has really a lot to do with how you position yourself in the marketplace, right? Because in every industry, like if you want to look at clothing, there are clothing that cost $50 for a dress, $500 for a dress, $5,000 for a dress. And maybe if you talk couture, there could be a dress out there that costs $50,000. I mean, that really is quite crazy. But there is probably somewhere that sells a dress for $50,000. And guess what? There is a buyer who would actually buy a dress for $50,000 as well. So what is this post really about? It's about deciding on where you lie in the market spectrum, whether this is extremely generalized or whether this is hyper specialized, right? And obviously there are many little pit stops between these two extremes as well. So that's definitely something that you want to think about. As someone who chose to work in a specialist niche market, this means that I choose to only work with specific types of people. And what this also means is that if I want to pick my market segment by being more specialized, and if I only want to say yes to 1% of the people out there, and only want to consider 1% of the people out there as being my ideal client, what this also means is that I then need to also acknowledge that what I am saying is I am going to say no to the 99% of the people out there that are not within my target audience, that are not within my target group market, that are not the people that I want to work with or reach out to. Right, and this can be a little bit scary because obviously the first thought that a lot of people have, it's like, well, what if I, you know, lose out on clients out there, right? But if these clients were never going to say yes to you anyway, because they're not your ideal clients, they're not within the right market, they're not having the problems to which your solution can solve, then are you really losing out on them if they were never going to say yes anyway? Just a little bit of food for thought and just to set the context for today's episode as well, right? So as someone, again, who has decided that, you know what, I want to focus and be a specialist niche business, I choose to work with people that are narrowed down, that are a selected group of people, and I will say no to everyone else, right? And so when you think about this, there are obviously certain perks to it, and I will break down like why I will choose to brand myself as a specialist rather than a generalist. But you also want to be able to define, you know, what the metrics are for you to consider someone as your client if you want to be in a specialist market, right? So first of all, I'm gonna share with you guys a little bit on, you know, the reasons for branding as a specialist against a generalist, in my opinion, and then I'm also going to leave you guys then with a few points to consider on what are sort of the filters that you want to go through for yourself that you might want to consider if you are going to be a specialist business and build off your business this way. So let's dive right into it. I am someone who loves coffee and tea. So in this context, I would love to talk about a premium tea brand versus a supermarket tea brand, right? And both of them are going to make a ton of money. Both of them can even make equal amounts of money. They can be said to be, you know, super successful. Both of them could be 7, 8, 9-figure businesses, but they make their money very differently. They do their marketing and advertising very differently. They speak to a very different group of people for a very different set of purposes, right? So in the Singapore context, what you guys would know is, you know, because I'm based in Singapore, I'm going to use this as an example, right? But there is a tea brand, a premium tea brand called TWG, which is all sorts of teas. They have lovely packaging, but you know, one box of loose tea leaves could easily cost you about like 30-40 USD. It comes in a really nice tin and all of that, whatever. It costs you 30-40 USD. Now, if you go to FairPrice, for the same amount of loose leaves, the same number of cups that I can make, you can probably find something for 5 USD, right? So what actually then makes TWG able to command like literally 8 times the price when maybe each of the boxes can make 30 cups of tea, right? They both make a ton of money, like I said, but what makes a brand able to command higher prices and still have people buy them is the question that I've always had in my mind. And so for me, I choose to brand myself as a specialist because of 3 reasons, and I'm going to share this with you. Obviously, there are a lot of pro reasons for being, you know, and competing in a generalist market and really choosing that to be your market segment as well. But specifically for this episode in this podcast, I'm going to be talking today about why I chose to brand myself as a specialist. And this is different for everyone, right? Like, you really have to be aware and like pick your business model accordingly to what would best benefit your product, service, or offer, and also the kind of entrepreneur that you are. So I do want to preface by saying that. But personally, I choose to brand myself as a specialist because, number one, I prefer to know one topic and really go in depth in that area. And as an individual, as an entrepreneur, as a person, I'm just someone who likes deep diving into one topic. Like, I really like to ask more nuanced questions. I really like to ask more complicated questions and, you know, go through a more complex process of problem solving, connecting dots, identifying the gap. I don't really like to brush the surface area of things. This is me also, you know, in friendships, in my personal life, in general. I just prefer to know one topic, one high quality topic, and really go into an in-depth, high quality exploration and understanding of that topic and really, really be a true learner and a true specialist in that area. And that's just my personal preference. I naturally ask questions. I naturally want to go deep. So that's my first reason for choosing to brand myself as a specialist, because if you're a generalist, you can't really go that deep into one topic. Generally, you do go more on a breadth basis. So you would go broadly across a variety of topics rather than dive deep into one topic. So as you're considering this, you also want to think to yourself, like, what's my natural inclination? Because, you know, rather than fight your instincts, like if you're someone who naturally likes to dabble in a whole bunch of different things, a whole bunch of different topics, a whole bunch of different industries, and that's really, you know, your natural instinct, then it may not be the case that choosing to brand and, you know, strategize your business from a specialist point of view could be the best thing, because, you know, you naturally love exploring a wide variety of topics. For me, I don't have an interest in exploring, like, you know, 2 dozen topics. And for me, I really do have, you know, only a few topics that I would call my subject area of interest that which I then do in-depth research, which I then learn a lot more about out of my own volition, voluntarily, because I am so interested in them, and then they become my subject matter of expertise, right? So I think knowing yourself as an individual and the way that you operate as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, that's also really important. Now, the second reason why I chose to brand myself as a specialist is because on top of that, you know, that it ties into the way that I operate and the way that I prefer to know one topic in depth. On top of that, the second reason is that being a specialist also means that you can charge like one. For example, a cardiovascular surgeon can charge way more per hour and may not even charge by the hour, but can generally charge way more than a broad-based general family clinic doctor, right? Even though, and this is the interesting part, even though both may have graduated from this very same prestigious medical school. So again, it's not really about the background as much as it is about how you want to angle yourself. Like, what is your angle for entering the market, right? And that really ties into your business strategy and your business model as well. So that is the second reason, right? Because your pricing model, your offer structure, your offer package, and everything, it really ties into whether you're a specialist or whether you're a generalist. Obviously, if you are a specialist, less people also go for cardiovascular surgery than people go generally to see a family doctor, right? So your market share is different, your target audience is different, your price point is different, and it's not to say that one or the other is better per se. There is no objective metrics to say it's better. Both can be highly profitable, but then I think it's not a question of which is better per se, but which is better suited for you based on your business model, based on what you bring to the table, and also based on who you are as an entrepreneur and person. The third reason why I choose to brand myself as a specialist is because being a specialist, and this is more so on a personal level and the way that I want to structure my business and revenue streams, is that being a specialist also opens up things like speaking opportunities for me, right? It gives me an opportunity to brand myself as a thought leader within a very specific, subject matter expertise, and this means that I can get invited to speak for it. This means that, you know, I am seen as a thought leader in it as I continue to dive deeper into this subject, as I continue to learn more about this subject, and as I continue to really understand the nuances and the complexities in this particular niche area. So that is another avenue of revenue for my business, and that is something that I'm personally interested in as well. And you know, some other side opportunities that being a specialist presents is that, you know, you then can get invited to more narrowed down and niche down sort of industry niche events, which gets you exposed to really how does this industry work, who is in this industry, what are different modes of and models of success that are already out there. So it does present you these type of opportunities, as well as if you ever want to be, for example, a book author, then you would naturally have already a topic of focus, right? A topic of study. And this is something that also publishers would take a lot more kindly to as well. So these are the three reasons personally, just off the top of my mind when I was thinking about it, why I chose to brand myself as a specialist. Number one, because I prefer to know one topic in depth. That's just the kind of individual I am. On top of that, the second reason is that that means that I can command higher prices, even though there might be a smaller market share. That is the market that I like to play in. And the third reason being that it also opens other doors for me, including speaking opportunities and new revenue streams as well, that ties very naturally into my core business. So this is obviously just my personal opinion. And like I said, you know, every person, every individual, every entrepreneur is different. So you do want to bear in mind that a lot of this is contingent on what your offer even is and how you operate as a business owner. Now, if you do want to play in a specialist niche market, the second part of what you want to think about is then like, what is my filtering process? What are the factors through which I then decide if someone can be my client or not? Like, for example, for me, I choose to work with only 100% action takers, people who are not only action takers, but action takers who are business owners. Not just action taking business owners, but action taking business owners who are in the service-based industry, because it's very different with brick and mortar, where you have like a five-figure amount that you want to pay for rent every day. Your entire P&L is entirely different, right? So I focus on service-based. So I focus on not only action takers who are business owners, who are service-based business owners, but not only that, service-based business owners who specifically want to grow online, and not only broadly online, but specifically through social media platforms. And not only through social media platforms broadly, but more specifically, not through paid ads, but with an organic branding strategy. And, you know, so if I were to rate this whole thing, it's I choose to work with not only 100% committed action takers, but action takers who want to grow in the service-based business, action takers who own service-based businesses, who want to grow their business online, not just online, but specifically through social media, not only through social media, but specifically who want to grow not through spending a ton of money on paid ads and not even a single cent on paid ads, but specifically want to grow online through an organic branding and attraction marketing-based strategy. Now, this makes it easy when I get this narrowed down, not just because I want to say, oh, I'm a specialist, oh, I operate in a niche premium market, but also it makes it easy for my clients to identify me. So if someone runs a brick and mortar business, they would be like, oh, Janice is not for me. And that is absolutely fine because I'm not interested in working with them anyway. Like, there is someone out there who is serving them and it's not me. So I'm totally okay with these people walking away. However, if someone is running a service-based business and they want to grow online and they don't want to spend a lot of money on paid ads every single month, they don't want to, you know, be paying Facebook X amount of dollars every single month, and then when they don't pay Facebook, nothing happens. For example, they want to build a brand, they want to build a brand asset, they want to build something that can compound for them over time, they want to grow online, they know that although they have loyal customers and referrals, we live in a digital age and they want to leverage this, then they are literally thinking, she is the perfect person for me. And that is the power of really niching down and specializing, is that it makes it so easy for your message to be so specific that the people that were never going to work with you will walk away automatically, and the people who literally are your ideal audience will be thinking, this is exactly what I need, and be able to instantly see that, increasing the chances of them reaching out to you, wanting to work with you, and so forth. So, two parts. One, I dissected why I decided to brand myself as a specialist rather than generalist, and the second part on how I niche down within the area rather than being a very broad generalist that just does online business, right? I niched it down a lot, and you want to think through that process for yourself as well. The question that you want to ask yourself is, at the end of the day, are you seeking validation and attraction from all potential clients, or are you really choosing your clients and being selective about it, right? And so if you're listening to this, I hope it gave you a few practical pointers and food for thought that you can then take to your business and really go through a filtering process of, how do I want to play in the arena? Generalist, specialist, or somewhere in between? And two, if I choose to specialize, how exactly am I going to do it? How do I feel to my clients? And if you're listening to this right now and you want to be seen playing in the high ticket premium specialist market, you want to charge like one as well, you want clients coming into you and business opportunities streaming in, but you just don't quite know how, then drop me a DM and I would be more than happy to chat with you if this is something that you're serious about doing for your business. As usual, if you have any questions, don't be a stranger. Find me online. I love talking to you guys and hearing from you guys, especially if you come from the podcast. So again, you can find me on Instagram at JaniceTee, that's JANICE.TEE, or look me up on LinkedIn at JaniceTee, and I will see you guys in the next episode.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it, and I hope it inspired you on your journey towards that next level in your business and life. Make sure to check out the description for show notes with a full rundown of all the juicy details and important links that you need. Also, make sure to share this with a friend if you found this useful and subscribe here on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It would genuinely mean the world to me to hear from you. So share a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and let me know which part of this episode resonated with you the most. In case no one's told you lately, you are amazing and absolutely capable of creating the extraordinary life that you dream of and deserve. Now it's time to go out there, do the hard stuff, and let's kill it.